And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Experience Hockey Talk, serious hockey talk for serious hockey fans. My name is Michael Lindbaum, and we are brought to you by the Till to Kill in Frederick, Maryland. The Till to Kill Pub and Eatery, located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Till to Kill girls. For more on Till to Kill Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And ladies and gentlemen, today is September 23rd. It's about 9:45 p.m. at the time of this recording. I am uber late. I had not been able to write down anything for the last 3 days. I was able to write everything as soon as I got home from work today. So we are jumping right into the action with September 19th games, starting with the Group A round robin between Team Europe and Team Czech Republic. The lineup for Team Europe was Tomas Tatar with Anze Kopitar and Marian Hossa, Marian Gaborik with Franz Nielsen and Matt Zuccarello, Tobias Raider with Leon Draisaitl and Dino Niederreiter, Thomas Vanek with Pierre-Edouard Bellemare and Janik Hansen. Andre Sequeira was the Dan Ochara, Roman Josi with Dennis Seidenberg, Mark Streit with Christian Erhoff, and Yaroslav Halak in net. For the Czech Republic, Andre Palat was on the line with Tomáš Plekanec and Jakub Voracek, Milan Mikalic with Martin Hanzel and David Pastrnak, Roman Cervenka with Vladimír Sobotka and Alex Hemsky, Michael Burnett with Dmitry Jaskin and Michael Frolik. Michael Kampney was with Roman Polak, Jacob Nakladel was with Andre Schuster, Zbigniew Mikalic with Michael Jordan and Peter Mrazek in the net. Going into the first period for the Czech Republic, they got into penalty trouble early. At 1:02, Jakub Voracek was called for hooking. Then at 7:01, Mark Streit of Team Europe was called for holding. Then at 11:22, Zdeno Chara of Team Europe was called for delay of game. And then at 19:45, Michael Kempney of the Czechs was called for hooking. At the end of the first period, it was tied 0-0. Then, going into the second period, Milan Mikalic was called for cross-check at 1:47. Then at 10:05, Zdeno Chara was able to get Team Europe on the board with his first of the tournament from Thomas Vanek and Pierre-Edouard Bellemare, both their first assists of the tournament. Then at 13:28, Jakub Voracek was able to tie it up for the Czechs with his first of the tournament from Michael Jordan and Milan Mikalic, also their first assist of the tournament. Then at 19:09, Jakub Nakladel was called for tripping. At the end of the second period, it was tied 1-1 between Team Europe and the Czech Republic. Then, going into the third period, Michael Jordan was called for delay of game 6 seconds into the period. Then at 2:17, Matt Zuccarello was able to give Team Europe the 2-1 lead with his first of the tournament from Yaroslav Halak. Then Thomas Vanek was called for tripping at 6:42, which on the power play, the Czechs were able to score at 8:31 when Martin Hanzel got his first of the tournament from Vladimír Sobotka and Alex Hemsky. Then Jakub Voracek would be called for cross-checking at 12 minutes, and then Matt Zuccarello would be called for tripping at 13:53. At the end of the third period, it was tied 2-2, which then would take us into overtime. And at 2:06, Leon Draisaitl would score his second of the tournament, assisted by Matt Zuccarello, his second of the tournament, to give Europe the 3-2 victory over the Czechs. Shots were 41-30 in favor of Europe. Faceoffs were 48% and for the Team Europe and 52% for the Czechs. Hits were 27-15 in favor of the Czechs. And on the power play, Team Europe was 0-6 and the Czechs were 1-4. Now, going into the Group B round robin for the 19th, you had Team Russia versus Team North America. The lineup for Russia was Alex Ovechkin with Pavel Datsyuk and Nikita Kucherov, Nikolai Kulemin, Evgeny Malkin with Vladimir Tarasenko, Artemi Panarin with Vladimir Nemestnikov and Evgeny Dadonov, Ivan Telegin with Artem Anisimov and Evgeny Kuznetsov. On defense, you had Dmitry Orlov with Nikita Zaitsev, Andrei Markov with Alexei Yemlin, Dmitry Kulikov with Alexei Marchenko, and Sergei Bobrovsky in the net. And then for North America, you had Jonathan Drouin with Ryan Nugent-Hopkins and Nathan MacKinnon, Austin Matthews with Connor McDavid and Mark Scheifele, Johnny Gaudreau with Jack Eichel and Dylan Larkin, Vincent Trocheck with Sean Couturier and Brandon Saad. On defense, you had Aaron Ekblad with Morgan Riley, Ryan Murray with Seth Jones, Shane Gostisbehere with Colton Pareko, and Matt Murray in the net. In the first period, Evgeny Kuznetsov would be called for hooking at 1:36. Then at 5:14, Austin Matthews would score his first goal of the tournament from Connor McDavid and Mark Scheifele, their second and first of the tournament, respectively. Then in 1838, Evgeny Kuznetsov would be called for cross-checking. At the end of the first period, North America would be up 1-0 on Team Russia. Then, going into the second period, Colton Pareko would be called for holding 1 minute 3 seconds into the period. Then Brandon Saad would be called for hooking at 3:18. Then Russia would get themselves on the board at 9:29. Vladislav Namestnikov would score his first of the tournament from Ivan Telegin and Artem Anisimov. Then at 10:19, Nikita Kucherov would score his first of the tournament from Nikolai Kulimin. Then Nathan MacKinnon would be called for roughing at 13:11, as well as Andrei Markov. Then at 13:37, Evgeny Kuznetsov would go end-to-end to score his first of the tournament from Artemi Panarin and Nikita Zaitsev. Then at 15:43, Vladimir Tarasenko would score his first of the tournament from Pavel Datsyuk and Alex Ovechkin, their second and first, respectively. Then at 17:56, Morgan Riley would get Team North America back on the board with his first of the tournament from Ryan Nugent-Hopkins and Johnny Gaudreau, their second and first, respectively, as well. And then at 18:37, Andrei Markov would be called for roughing. At the end of the second period, Russia would be up 4-2. Then, going into the third period, Evgeny Malkin would be called for hooking at 1:35, and on that power play at 3:01, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins would score his first of the tournament from Nathan MacKinnon and Colton Pareko, their first and third, respectively. Then at 6:47, Connor McDavid would be called for hooking. Then at 11:05, Artemi Panarin would be called for tripping. 11:31, Artem Anisimov would be called for delay of game. At 13:08, North America's bench, which would be served by Jonathan Drouin, was called for too many men. And then 19:19, Dmitry Orlov would be called for tripping. Team Russia would hold on to win 4-3, getting their first win of the tournament. Shots were 46-25 in favor of North America. Faceoffs were 53%-47% in favor of North America. Hits were 18-12 in favor of the Russians. And on the power play, the Russians were 0-4, and Team North America was 1-7. And with that, we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we'll be going over September 20th's two games. Looking for something exciting to do the weekend before Thanksgiving? Then come to DerpyCon. DerpyCon, which is November 18th through 20th, 2016, at the Hyatt Morristown in Morristown, New Jersey, comes to special guests like Todd Haberkorn, Vic McNoya, Uncle Yo, and many more. For more information and the purchase tickets, visit DerpyCon.com. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey fans, and now we are bringing you both games from September 20th, starting off with Group B round-robin action between Team Finland and Team Sweden. The lineups were for Finland, Patrick Laine with Alexander Barkov and Sebastian Aho, Michael Granlund with Mikko Koivu and Jonas Donskoi, Jussi Jokinen with Valtteri Filppula and Leo Komarov, Tuvo Teravainen with Lauri Koprakoski and Jori Laerta. Latera, Rasmus Ristolainen with Sami Vatanen, Sami Lepisto with Olli Maatta, Ville Poukko with Jyrki Jokipaka, and Tuukka Rask in net. For Sweden, you had Daniel Sundin with Henrik Sundin and Louis Eriksson, Philip Forsberg with Nicholas Backstrom and Patrick Hornqvist, Carl Hagelin, Marcus Kruger, and Jacob Silverberg, Gabriel Landeskog with Michael Backlund and Carl Soderberg. On defense, you had Mattias Ekholm with Erik Karlsson, Victor Hedman with Anton Strålman, Oliver Ekman-Larsson with Niklas Harmarsson, and Henrik Lundqvist in the net. And in the first period, at 2:07, Jyrki Jokipaka of Finland was called for holding. Then at 11:05, Oliver Ekman-Larsson of Sweden was called for tripping. At 19:16, Jacob Silverberg of Sweden and Jussi Jokinen of Finland were both called for roughing. At the end of the first, it was tied 0-0. And then going into the second period, it was Anton Strålman breaking the tie at 9:57 into the second period with his first of the tournament, assisted by both Henrik and Daniel Sundin, their second and first, respectively. Then 19 minutes into the second, Anton Strålman will be called for tripping. Sweden, at the end of the second, would be up 1-0 over Finland. Then going into the third period, you had Sami Lepisto of Finland getting an getting called for roughing along with Gabriel Kent Landeskog of Sweden at 8:57. Then at 15:03, Leo Komarov would be called for interference. And then at 19:57, Louis Eriksson would get his first of the tournament from which was unassisted. Sweden would go on to win the game 2-0. Shots were 36-29 in favor of Finland. Faceoffs were 53% to 47% in favor of Finland. Hits were 30-22 in favor of Finland. And on the power play, both teams were 0-2. Also, as a result of Sweden defeating Finland, Finland goes to 0-2 and has been eliminated from the World Cup of Hockey. Then, going into the second round-robin game, which was Group A action between Canada and Team USA, the lineups were for Canada, Brad Marchand with Sidney Crosby and Patrice Bergeron, John Tavares with Ryan Getzlaff and Steven Stamkos, Logan Couture with Jonathan Toews and Corey Perry, Joe Thornton with Ryan O'Reilly and Matt Duchene, Marc-Edouard Vlasic with Shea Weber, Jay Bouwmeester with Drew Doughty, Alex Pietrangelo with Brent Burns, and Carey Price in the net. And then for Team USA, you had James Van Riemsdyk with Joe Pavelski and TJ Oshie, Justin Abdelkader with Derek Stefan and Patrick Kane, Zach Parise with Ryan Kessler and Blake Wheeler, Max Pacioretty with David Backes and Kyle Palmieri. On D, you had Ryan McDonough with John Carlson, Ryan Suter with Matt Niskanen, Eric Johnson with Dustin Byfuglien, and Jonathan Quick in the net. Then going into the first period, the U.S. was able to start off quickly with a goal at 4:22 when Ryan McDonough scored his first of the tournament from Derek Stefan and Patrick Kane. But then at 5:51 into the period, Matt Duchene would get Canada on the board with his first of the tournament from Marc-Edouard Vlasic and Joe Thornton. Then not that long after, Corey Perry would add on to that to give them the 2-1 lead with his first of the tournament at 6:05, assisted by Logan Couture and Drew Doughty. Then at 12:07, Matt Duchene would strike once again, getting his second of the game and tournament from Brent Burns, also his second assist of the tournament at 12:07. Then Justin Abdelkader would be called for goalie interference at 8:15, and Corey Perry would be called for tripping at 18:47. After the first period, Canada would be up 3-1 over Team USA. Then, going into the second period, Patrice Bergeron would be called for delay of game at 6:22. Then at 8:50, Patrice Bergeron would score his second of the tournament, assisted by John Tavares and Alex Pietrangelo, the third and first, respectively. And then Eric Johnson would be called for delay of game at 14:54, and at the end of the second, Canada would be up 4-1. Then into the third period, Max Pacioretty would be called for boarding at 1:05. Then Carey Price would be called for delay of game at 12:57. And then at 17:28, TJ Oshie would score his first of the tournament from James Van Riemsdyk and Joe Pavelski. Canada would go on to win the game 4-2. Shots were 36-34 in favor of the U.S. Faceoffs were 62%. To 38% in favor of the U.S. Hits were 38-14 in favor of the U.S. and both teams were 0-3 on the power play. And as a result of Canada defeating the United States, both Team Europe and Canada would go on to advance to the semifinals for Group A. Both Team USA and the Czech Republic have joined Sweden and are eliminated from the World Cup of Hockey. But just because they've been eliminated doesn't mean that they don't have any games left. They all have one game left, and we'll be getting to those right after the break. Looking for hockey cards to build your collection or that specific card you would like to have to get signed by your favorite player? Then I recommend Just Hockey Cards out in Silver Spring, Maryland. Donald takes good care of me when I'm looking to build my collection, and he'll help you too. For inquiries, reach out to Donald at blake4av@aol.com. That's blake4av@aol.com. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey Fans, which is brought to you by Tilted Kilt in Frederick, Maryland, where a beer never looked so good. And now it is time to hop into September 21st action between North America and Sweden for Group B round-robin action. And the lineups for North America was Austin Matthews with Connor McDavid and Mark Scheifele, Johnny Gaudreau with Ryan Nugent-Hopkins and Nathan MacKinnon, Dylan Larkin with Sean Couturier and Vincent Trocheck, Brandon Saad with Jack Eichel and JT Miller, Ryan Murray with Seth Jones, Morgan Riley with Colton Pareko, and Shane Gostisbehere with Jacob Trouba. John Gibson in the net. for Sweden, Daniel Sedin with Henrik Sedin and Louis Eriksson. Philip Forsberg with Nicholas Backstrom and Patrick Hornqvist. Carl Hagelin with Marcus Kruger and Jacob Silverberg. And Gabriel Landeskog with Patrick Berglund and Carl Soderberg. Mattias Ekholm with Erik Karlsson. Victor Hedman with Anton Strawman. Oliver Ekman-Larsson with Niklas Halmarsson. And Henrik Lundqvist in the net. Then, in the first period, 30 seconds into the game, Austin Matthews would score his second of the tournament from Morgan Riley and Connor McDavid. Then at 1:35, Vincent Trocheck would score his first of the tournament, assisted by Shane Gostisbehere and Jack Eichel, giving the Team North America a very quick 2-0 lead to start the game. Then at 3:20, Erik Karlsson would be called for interference, and then at 5:55, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins would be called for tripping. Then at 8:24, Philip Forsberg would score his first of the tournament, assisted by Patrick Hornqvist and Nicholas Backstrom. Then at 10:27, Seth Jones would be called for tripping. At 13:57, Johnny Gaudreau would score his second of the tournament, assisted by Shane Gostisbehere. Then at 14:25, Shane Gostisbehere would be called for interference. And then at 16:28, Nicholas Backstrom would score his first of the tournament from Philip Forsberg and Erik Karlsson. At the end of the first period, North America would be up 3-2 over Sweden. Then going into the second period, at 9:07, Carl Soderberg would be called for cross-checking. 17:34, Anton Strawman would be called for hooking. And then 19:38, Oliver Ekman-Larsson would be called for slashing. At the end of the second, it would still be 3-2 North America over Sweden. Then you go into the third period. At 6:50, Patrick Berglund would score his first of the tournament from Erik Karlsson and Carl Soderberg. Then at 9:54, Vincent Trocheck would be called for boarding. And at 15:34, Connor McDavid would be called for holding. At the end of the third, North America and Sweden would be tied 3-3. Going into overtime, 4 minutes 11 seconds into overtime, Nathan MacKinnon would score his second of the tournament, assisted by Johnny Gaudreau and Shane Gostisbehere for their second and fourth assists of the tournament, respectively. North America would go on to defeat Sweden 4-3. Shots are 49-38 in favor of Team North America. Faceoffs were 55% to 45% in favor of North America. Hits were 24-20 in favor of Sweden. North America was 0-4 on the power play, and Sweden was 0-5. And with that victory that North America got, they would keep themselves alive going into, potentially going into the semifinals. Then, also on the 21st for Group A round robin, you had Team Europe versus Team Canada. For Team Europe, you had Tomas Tatar with Anze Kopitar and Marian Hossa, Marian Gaborik with Franz Nielsen and Matt Zuccarello, Tobias Rieder with Leon Draisaitl and Nito Niederreiter, Thomas Vanek with Pierre-Edouard Bellemare and Yannick Hansen. Then you had Andrei Sekera with Zdeno Chara, Roman Josi with Dennis Seidenberg, Mark Streit with Christian Erhoff and Yaroslav Halak in the net. For Canada, you had Brad Marchand with Sidney Crosby and Patrice Bergeron, John Tavares with Claude Giroux and Steven Stamkos, Logan Couture with Jonathan Toews and Corey Perry, Joe Thornton with Ryan O'Reilly and Matt Duchesne, Mark-Edward Vlasic with Brent Burns, Jake Muzin with Drew Doughty, Jay Bomeister with Alex Petrangelo, and Corey Crawford in the net. In the first period at 4:01, Sidney Crosby would score his second of the tournament from Jay Bomeister. Then at 19:05, Jonathan Toews would score his second of the tournament from Matt Duchesne. Canada would have the 2-0 lead over Europe after the first period. Going into the second period, Marian Hossa would get Team Europe on the board at 4:38 with his first of the tournament from Anze Kopitar and Christian Erhoff. Then at 9:55, Joe Thornton would be called for tripping, but Andrei Sekera would be called for a double minor for high sticking. Then at 14:48, Jonathan Toews would score his third of the tournament from Logan Couture. Then at 16:03, Mark Streit would be called for holding. And then at 19:10, Zdeno Chara would also be called for holding. Canada would still be up, up 3-1 after the second period. Going into the third, you had Alex Petrangelo get called for cross-checking at 5:32, Zdeno Chara being called for high-sticking at 10:07, Pierre-Edouard Bellemare for hooking at 17:26, along with Brad Marchand for embellishment also at 17:26. Then Logan Couture would score his first of the tournament from Jonathan Toews and Mark-Edward Vlasic not long after, which would give Canada the 4-1 victory over Team Europe and to be the only team to go for the entire tournament, or at least in the round robin, undefeated. Shots were 46-20 in favor of Canada. Faceoffs were 56% to 44% in favor of Canada. Hits were 19-8 for Europe, and on the power play, Europe was 0-1 and Team Canada was 0-4. And with that, we'll go to break, and when we come back, we'll be going over the last two games of the round robin, which took place yesterday, September 22nd. Come one, come all to MCW Pro Wrestling's first time ever Tribute to the Legends convention and live event hosted by pro wrestling legend Bill Apter. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., come see special guests like Jim Ross, Bret Hart, Sonny, Rikishi, and many other wrestling legends for meet and greets. Then at 7:30 p.m., there will be 8 action-packed matches featuring your favorite MCW stars. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit MCWProWrestling.com. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, serious hockey talk for serious hockey fans. And we now bring you the action from September 22nd, starting with Group B round robin between Team Finland and Team Russia. If Russia wins, they move on to the semifinals and Team North America is out. But if they lose, then Team North America moves on. And starting up for the lineups with Team Finland, it's Patrick Laine with Alexander Barkov and Sebastian Aho, Michael Granlund with Miku Koivu and Tuvu Teravainen, Jussi Jokinen with Valtteri Filppula and Leo Komarov, Lauri Korpikoski with Yuri Laterra, and Jonas Donskoi. On defense, you have Sami Lepisto with Rasmus Ristolainen, Olli Maj with Sami Vatanen, Jyrki Jokipaka with Vili Poka, and Tuukka Rask in the net. For Russia, you had Alex Ovechkin with Evgeny Kuznetsov and Vladimir Tarasenko, Artemi Panarin with Evgeny Malkin and Nikolai Kulimin, Vladislav Namisnikov with Vadim Shipachyov, Nikita Kucherov, and then you had Ivan Telegin with Artem Anisimov and Evgeny Dadonov, Dmitry Orlov with Nikita Itsev, Andrei Markov with Alexei Yemlin, Dmitry Kulikov with Alexei Marchenko, and Sergei Bobrovsky in the net. And in the first period, you had Andrei Markov get called for holding at 11:47, Alex Ovechkin for hooking at 17:23, and Lauri Korpikoski for interference at 19:44. At the end of the first period, Finland and Russia would be tied at 0 apiece. Then going into the second period, Vladimir Tarasenko would open up the scoring at 3:42 with his second of the tournament from Alex Ovechkin, his second assist of the tournament. Then at 5:01, Ivan Telegin would score his first of the tournament from Vadim Shipachyov. Then at the end of the second period, Russia would be up 2-0. In the third period, Lauri Korpikoski would be called for interference at 2:17. Then Artemi Panarin would be called for hooking at 3:25, and then at 3:39, Evgeny Malkin would be score his first of the tournament from Alexei Emelin. Russia would go on to win the game 3-0, and I completely forgot to write the stats down for that. See how what happens when you keep writing down everything and you're just writing for hours? You forget stuff. So with the victory, Russia moves on into the semifinals along with Team Sweden as the Group B representatives. Team Russia will now take on Canada in the first semifinals match on Saturday, September 24th at 8 p.m. And then Sunday, the 25th at 1 p.m., Team Europe will take on Sweden. But we have one last round-robin game, which is Team USA versus the Czech Republic in Group A round-robin. The lineup for Team USA was Zach Parise with Joe Pavelski and TJ Oshie, James Van Riemsdyk with Derek Stepan and Patrick Kane, Max Pacioretty with Ryan Kessler and Blake Wheeler, Justin Abdelkader with Brandon Dubinsky and Kyle Palmieri. On defense, you had Ryan McDonough with Matt Niskanen, Ryan Suter with John Carlson, Jack Johnson with Dustin Byfuglien, and Ben Bishop in the net. For the Czech Republic, you had Andrei Palat with Tomas Plekanec and David Pastrnak, Milan Mikulic with Martin Hanzel and Jacob Voracek, Michael Frolik with Vladimir Sobotka and L.S. Hemsky, Dmitry Jaskin with Michael Bernier and defenseman Tomas Kondratic, because they had to dress seven defensemen because two of their forwards were injured. Jacob Nakladal was with Andre Schuster, Michael Kevney was with Roman Polak, Michael Jordan was Zbigniew Mikulic, and Peter Mrazek in net. in the first period, Zach Parise would be called for tripping at 4:34, but then Peter Mrazek would be called for high-sticking at 17:30. Then at 12:44, Zdeněk Bakalec would score his first of the tournament from Andre Palat and Martin Hansel. Then at 13:47, Peter Mrazek would be called for roughing, which on that power play at 14:28, Joe Pavelski would score his first goal of the tournament from Zach Parise and Patrick Kane. The game would be tied 1-1 between the Czechs and the U.S. after one. In the second period, at 6:03, Milan Mikolic would score his first of the tournament unassisted. Then Alice Hemsky would be called for hooking at 6:36. At 14:13, Justin Abdelkader would score his first of the tournament from Dustin Byfuglien and Ryan Suter. Then at 16:50, Andre Schuster would score his first of the tournament from Jacob Voracek and Michael Frolik. And at 17:29, Milan Mikolic would score his second goal of the game and of the tournament from Alice Hemsky and Roman Polak. At the end of the second period, the Czechs would be up 4-2 over the U.S. And then in the third period, Zach Parise would be called for hooking at 1:51 into the period. While shorthanded at 2:22, Ryan McDonough was able to score his second of the tournament from Blake Wheeler and Brandon Dubinsky. And then Martin Hansel would be called for hooking at 17:49. And at the 20-minute mark, at the end of the game, Dustin Byfuglien would be called for roughing. Czechs would go on to beat Team USA 4-1. Shots were 39-27 in favor of the U.S. Faceoffs were 56% to 44% in favor of the Czechs. Hits were 27-9 in favor of the U.S. And on the power play, Team USA was 1-4, where the Czech Republic was 0-2. Now, while Canada goes undefeated in the round robin, the United States would go winless for the round robin. And once again, of course, tomorrow, September 24th at 8 p.m., it will be Team Russia versus Team Canada in the first semifinals match. And then Sunday, September 25th at 1 p.m., it will be Team Europe versus Team Sweden for the second semifinals match. And the winner of both of those will face each other in the best of three finals, which will take place next week. And with that, I'm Michael Lindebaum. You've been listening to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey Fans. You can follow the podcast on Facebook at facebook.com/Experience Hockey Talk, on Twitter at Experience Hockey. And as always, we are brought to you by the Till Kill in Frederick, Maryland. The Till Kill Pub and Eatery, located 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Till to Kilt girls. For more on Till to Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And until Monday, we will see you on the ice.